From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. The Columbia City Council met Monday to discuss setting the dates to finalize a unified development code over the next several months. City Council set February 20th as the first in a series of four potential public hearings regarding changes to the city's development code. The City Council will vote to approve the code after any amendments are made. Ward 3 member Carl Scala says the development of high-density housing is a problem.
And although we wanted to encourage residential development downtown, this monolithic development of downtown student residential development put quite a strain on the city's ability to deliver resources.
City Council will open up discussion of the potential ordinance at its regular meetings on February 20th, March 6th, and March 20th. The council will also hold a special meeting on February 25th to speak solely about the issue. Opponents of Missouri's new right-to-work law are trying to put it to a public vote. Missouri AFL-CIO President Mike Lewis ordered a referendum petition to do so with the Secretary of State Monday. If Lewis's petition makes it to the ballot, voters will decide whether to remain a right-to-work state or dump the new law. If enough voters sign the petition before the law is set to take effect August 28th, it will be delayed until the public vote. About 60 temporary appointments made to numerous boards and commissions in Missouri by former Governor Jay Nixon have been reversed by new Governor Eric Greitens. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin tells us why the turnaround is not that unusual.
Josh Foster is in charge of reviewing gubernatorial appointments for the Missouri Senate, which confirms them. He says it's common for a new governor to withdraw all interim appointments made by his predecessor, no matter the political affiliation.
I went back and looked at specifically when Nixon took office after Matt Blunt was governor. Matt Blunt made about over 100 interim appointments. On day one of Governor Nixon's term in office, he actually withdrew every single one of those.
Foster says interim appointments generally last 7 months and help maintain continuity on a board or commission. Greitens' office has not given any indication on when he'll fill vacancies caused by removing Nixon's interim appointees. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The University of Missouri is launching a new Institute for Korean Studies. Co-directors will be Assistant History Professor C. Harrison Kim and Assistant Political Science Professor Sheena Greitens, who is Governor Eric Greitens' wife. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the Institute will foster research on South and North Korea. Kim says the university has had a long academic history of research on Korea, but faculty members hadn't come together to establish an institute. The institute will launch tomorrow with a speech by Grace Jo, a North Korean refugee who became a U.S. citizen and advocate for human rights. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.